You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the weight loss drug phentermine and whether it's safe for people with hypothyroidism. Most of us know that healthy eating and exercise habits are the best tools for helping us keep our weight in check. However, some people cannot maintain a healthy weight even when they do everything right. That's why certain medications like phentermine may be helpful for people looking to shed unnecessary pounds. And unlike other weight loss pills, phentermine is proven effective for short-term weight loss. But it doesn't come without side effects and risks. So here's what you need to know about taking phentermine with hypothyroidism. Phentermine is a medication that helps people lose weight. Your doctor needs to prescribe this medication for you. You may see phentermine sold under the brand names Atapex P, Lomera, or Suprenza. It's also under the brand name Kissimia, which is a combination of phentermine and other chemicals that promote weight loss. This medication falls into the class of stimulants. Medications in this class have similar chemical properties to more well-known stimulants like amphetamines. Thus, they're controlled substances and require careful monitoring from your healthcare provider while taking them. Phentermine has been available for weight loss since 1959, when the FDA approved it for people seeking to lose weight. However, it was only approved for use for 3 months in adults. Since then, this medication has been used in conjunction with many other medications and chemicals to help promote weight loss. However, the FDA removed many of these medications from the market as they were causing heart problems and other health complications. In order to take this medication, you have to be qualified as obese with a body mass index, or BMI, of at least 30 or more. However, it may also be prescribed if you have a body mass index of 27 or more and have at least one health condition related to obesity, such as type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. So how does phentermine help with weight loss? Phentermine works primarily by suppressing your appetite. It's actually considered an anorectic, which helps you limit the number of calories you eat in one day. As you might imagine, this can help people lose weight after being on this medication for a while. There's still some speculation about how anorectics like phentermine suppress your appetite. There's likely a relationship between this medication and dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine levels in your brain. When these levels increase, it may decrease your desire to eat or feelings of hunger. Given its effects on neurotransmitters, it's also sometimes prescribed for people with eating disorders like bulimia or anorexia. Studies show that phentermine can help people lose 5 to 10% of their body weight within 3 months of prescribed use. However, losing close to 5% of your body weight in the first few weeks of use is the most common. Perhaps more intriguing is that studies show that phentermine may be more suitable to help when combined with topiramate, a medication called Kissimia that primarily is used to treat seizures. However, it's also known as an appetite suppressant. Compared to other commonly used weight loss medications, the combination of phentermine and topiramate was the most likely to help people initially lose that 5% of body weight. There are some side effects and precautions to be aware of with phentermine for people with hypothyroidism. Phentermine is considered safe only for short-term use, as we have no long-term studies to prove that it is safe and effective over a period of more than 3 months. It is, however, in combination with topiramate, FDA approved for longer-term use. Severe adverse effects and reactions to phentermine are rare when used as prescribed. However, there are some known side effects in people who take the combination of phentermine and topiramate, including dizziness, heart palpitations, flushing or redness of the skin, sleep difficulties, dry mouth, and constipation. People taking other medications like levothyroxine need to be especially careful when taking phentermine. Because phentermine alters hormones like norepinephrine, it can put a strain on your adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands make norepinephrine and also work closely with your thyroid. Therefore, if you have an underactive thyroid, you'll want to ensure your thyroid levels are normal with a complete thyroid blood test. Some patients with hypothyroidism who struggle with weight gain can take thyroid medication like levothyroxine along with phentermine as long as a doctor is carefully managing both medications. Also, some people may develop a tolerance to phentermine and may no longer have the appetite-suppressing effects of the medication. These people will likely need to stop the drug if they become desensitized to the effects. So how do you achieve healthy weight loss with a thyroid condition? As we know, weight gain is a common side effect of hypothyroidism. Excess weight gain can undoubtedly come from a slower metabolism due to that underactive thyroid. Still, the other symptoms of hypothyroidism like fatigue, depression, and joint pain also make it harder to be physically active. It can also be tough to stick with preparing healthy meals if you're experiencing these symptoms. So weight management with hypothyroidism really does require several key steps, including getting on the correct dose of thyroid medication to optimize your thyroid function, getting regular thyroid testing and follow-up with your thyroid doctor, getting some daily physical activity with moderate intensity exercise at least 3 times a week, eating healthy, well-balanced meals that are full of anti-inflammatory foods, getting plenty of sleep each night, and reducing your stress. Weight gain from hypothyroidism can be tricky. It is often a combination of several factors that causes your waistline to increase. If you are struggling with weight loss and have hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's disease, one of the first steps you can take is to test your thyroid and meet with your thyroid doctor to map out a plan. That's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.